And we are live. Hey everyone, this is Remy.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we are with Cindy. Cindy's a functional training gym owner in Texas. And she's one of our new students and she's currently really crushing it. So we just wanted to ask her a few questions so that she can share her results. So Cindy, could you please tell us, you know, your experience with the Max Out Your Gym program and the results that you got?
Yeah, so I started speaking to the Max Out Your Gym program about 6 months ago and was very slow to make a decision. I was just, you know, nervous, and I knew that it was a big commitment both time, you know, and I was a little scared, didn't know if it was going to work, but Remy and Stephanie, once I got to know them as people, it made it a very easy decision. So we started the program in November. We launched our first ad on Friday. So we've been launched for 1 week now. I scheduled my first appointment starting Monday of this week. And within 4 days of appointments, I have four new 1 month or 12 month contract clients and three new $500 bootcamp challengers. So, and really what that means for us and our income is that when those challengers then convert into 12 month members, that is an increase in revenue of the year with the four that just signed in those three challengers of $12,180 for the year for us. So, and that's 4 days of, you know, really just 4 days of meeting with people. We're blown away. So,
yeah, we're so proud and so excited for you guys. This is amazing.
And awesome.
What enabled you to take the leap of faith and get over your fear to start the program?
Man, you know, we were very, I would say, naive to think that just because we were a new gym meant that people were just going to flock to us without marketing. And, you know, that we could just put posts on Facebook and tag our friends in pictures and ask them to share stuff and think that that was going to do what we wanted it to. But, you know, after being open, we realized that we looked up one day and realized that we had not signed a new client on with us in almost 2 months. And as a brand new gym, that's awful. I mean, it really is bad. And we knew that if we weren't growing, we were going to be dying. And so the decision to invest into our business, although scary, was necessary if we wanted to survive. And so once I knew that I could trust Remy and Stephanie, you guys, it was a very easy decision at that point to just like put my head down and go. So
awesome. Yeah. And you mentioned that, you know, you saw that not investing in your business was the expense. Did you always look at it that way, or had you come into it thinking, okay, marketing is such a huge expense for our business? And how did that kind of change in your mindset?
Man, well, first of all, when you go through their program, the mindset shift that you're going to get is humongous. Like whatever you're going to pay for their program, that alone is worth it. The fact that we have clients now is awesome. Really like changing my mindset towards my business and how we run things has been more valuable than even client acquisition. That's almost secondary to what we've already learned. So no, I was very much, matter of fact, we talked about this before. I paid $175 to put an ad in the newspaper. that brought in one new client. And so when you start talking about, we talk about the cost per lead. And I was like, okay, $175, that's not bad. Okay. But it brought one client. And so when I'm bringing in, you know, leads now at $2.05, I think is what I'm currently seeing. Yeah. Like,
and by the way, I'm using a paid program, right?
Yeah.
Just a paid program, and we are generating leads for $2,
right?
Yeah.
It was a huge mindset shift in learning, like, that no, like, yeah, it, you do have to invest in your business, but that investment is not you're not taking a loss there. That's not, I mean, in 4 days, we've made up a loss, you know, whatever we would have lost.
Yeah, you already paid for the Mike's Audio Gym program.
So now everything else is just a bonus.
So great. So what could you share as maybe some of the greatest secrets you've learned from doing the program? Maybe it's a mindset, maybe it's technical, maybe it's sales and marketing related. What would you say are some of the greatest secrets you've learned?
I would say the biggest thing that I've learned is that when you know your worth, you can give that to people with confidence. It is very easy for me to ask people to spend $500 on a 6-week challenge because I know without a doubt that they can absolutely lose 20 pounds in 6 weeks. I know that they can lose 5% body fat in 6 weeks. I'm confident in that. I always struggled with asking people to pay anything for anything. I'm truly at my core somebody that would give stuff away for free. But what I've learned is that asking people to make a commitment to have, like you say, skin in the game, is helping them. That is not hurting them. They are not going to stay committed to something unless I've asked them to commit and they have some sort of, you know, skin in the game, some sort of motivator that's going to keep them coming. And so when I say, hey, it's $500, I can say that with confidence, knowing that we're worth every penny of that and that they are worth every penny of that. And so I would say just that mindset shift of knowing that I'm asking them to do something, not for financial reasons on my part, but for, hey, I want this for you so bad that I'm willing to ask you to pay quite a bit up front so that I'll hold you to it. And I really have been amazed that people are like, oh, okay. You know, they're fine with it. So I've also learned not to undermine what people want to do. I ask a question, I present the opportunity, and then I shut up, which is hard for me too. But I just shut up for a minute and then let them work through it and answer. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, they know what they want to do. They know their goals. We've talked about them. I've encouraged them. I've, you know, instilled in them that I am capable of getting them the results that they want. And then I let them make a decision. And I think I told you before, you know, before we started, also the idea of not having to work with everyone that walks through my door. You know, before, like I said, we hadn't had a new client in 2 months. So everybody that came in, I was so like, oh my gosh, we have to like convince them to stay. And I'm at a point now where I'm like, man, if you're not going to fit into our community, if you're not going to add value to what we've created here and to our culture, I'm not going to beg you to be there. We have enough people that want, we have enough names in our book right now that I'm not desperate for clients. We are, allowing them to stay or not. What's that?
Now they have to sell you on why.
Absolutely.
Invite them into your program, into your community. Yep.
And this is, I mean, really, that has been learned. I heard about it in the program. I, you know, watched the videos and I'd seen other people going through it. But really, when it came down to that, like that was, whoa, like when they actually started coming in and I was like, man, I have this whole other community of people that I need to maintain the integrity and the culture that we have. And I have so many people that are wanting to come in. I mean, that I'm actually having to turn off my ads in order to, you know, like schedule to where I'm not up there all the time. That when people do come in, I'm like, man, I have people to protect and I'm going to work with you or not. And if you want to be here, then I want you here, but I'm not going to beg you.
It's so awesome. You touched on a couple of really important things. First of all, your value, right? And how communicating that value actually encourages the prospective client to have skin in the game, to show up and be committed because now they see you as an authority figure. Mm-hmm. Whereas before you were mentioning, well, we would just try to convince everyone that they had to be in our program, but now they see you as a strong leader in their life who can help them receive the change that they're looking for, that life transformation. It's so interesting how it kind of plays with our mind. You would think, well, I don't think people would want to pay that, but actually it implores them to show up and to get the results that they're after. And I think that's so powerful. The other thing I wanted to ask you was, I know you had mentioned before starting the program that you guys were really concerned to start it going into the holiday season. Like, they're not going to sign up. This is going to be a huge detriment possibly to our family's Christmas. With us, how you felt about that, and now what you're actually seeing.
And sorry.
We are so proud of you.
So yes, we were terrified. I mean, financially, it is a commitment. But I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, next year, this is just not even going to be a question of. Are my kids going to have a Christmas? Oh my gosh, yes. this year, are they going to have a Christmas? I am blown away by the number of people that are responding to these ads at Christmas, the number of people that are showing up at Christmas time, the number of people that, I mean, literally this week is the week that I've had appointments. We are 4 days away from Christmas and I've been holding appointments for 4 days. So the week of Christmas, four new members and three new challengers. People are not concerned about what time of the year it is. That, I mean, color me surprised. But no, I was terrified. I was very honest with both of you. I think I probably drove them crazy. Let's get real. I was just like, but I don't know. And I just remember they both said, and not because they, were again trying to convince me. They just knew. You knew what your program is capable of doing, and you have done everything and more that you promised. I mean, I will sing your praises forever for that.
Already at. I mean, this is so exciting to see just the trajectory. I mean, you could have a full gym and need a new location here very quickly.
Yeah, when we came to Louisville, Texas, months ago, you were a gym owner for like 3 or 4 months, right?
Yeah.
And to your gym with Steph, and we're like, yeah, you need a new gym soon.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know about this.
I don't know. But now
now what's funny now is that even just over the last couple of days, some of our members have been like, so where are we going to move to here? Like, it's going to have to be like soon, right? They were like, seven new ones already. Like, we're not going to. So that's been fun because they've been like, they're looking and all of them are like, hey, so I found a building. And I'm like, listen, guys. Yeah, chill out for just a second. But no, I mean, the reality is we know that to max out the space that we're in, is gonna, about 40 new people is what that would be max capacity. And as I was thinking about that this morning, it's funny that you bring that up because I was like, but if we move into a new space, like the rent's gonna go up. And then we're going to have to fill that space a little bit more with, with more equipment. And then like, oh my gosh, like then we're cutting into profits. And I was like, but now we have a program that then will also fill that gym up. You're like, we're fine. It's so, we're okay. And it was just crazy to me to think that, we could move and then we could max out that gym too. And we're going to be fine. And, it's funny now because, my husband, I'm the dreamer. He's the realist. I call him, negative Nelly sometimes. He's not. He just, he's more grounded than I am. But even he over the last week has been like, man, we're not going to be able to stay here long. Like if in 4 days you've gotten seven new clients, we're going to have to cap it. We're not going to be able to stay here. And I was like, nope. It's like, so now my next thing for him is, he still works full time. And he said, really, like 3 weeks ago, he said, I was like, I want to get you home. And he goes, there's no way. Like, there's just no way. That's not a possibility. And I'm like, okay. And now this week he's like, so like, about how long do you think that might take if we were going to, just like enabling, really, like it has enabled us to just like dream again. Like, you know, it's something, you're not a gym owner truly for financial reasons. You're a gym owner because you love people. At least you should be. If you don't, you know, if you don't love people and believe that you can change their lives, then I think you're in the wrong profession. But it is really nice to think like, man, maybe we can be gym owners, change people's lives, but also in the process change our own and, you know, take care of our kids and bring dad home. And how cool would that be? Never in a million years. It's just allowed us to have more possibilities. So
I just did some math. In 4 days of lead gen, you got 7 new clients already, but you still have so many appointments.
Oh my gosh, so many appointments.
Much more than 7 new clients, but let's consider 7, right? In 4 days, 7 new clients, it means that in 30 days, that's potentially 52 clients. Right. So you were saying, well, we just need 40 new clients and then we have to move.
Yeah.
Next month you move.
Right. Right. And we have actually, the location that we're in, we have had some landlord issues, and it was something that I was, you know, it was a friendship basis. And so it's, but there've been some issues, and I just can't help but think now that those things happen for a reason. So that when we're ready to go, like I'm going to be okay with going. You know, we're going to honor our commitments where we are, you know, obviously, but, I was of the mindset that like, I don't want to hurt the landlord's feelings by leaving. And so I'm going to be, and so it's just a huge mindset shift, a very like drastic change in how we think about our business and, the direction that we're heading in. And it's insane. It's crazy.
Amazing. Most impacted personal life, or what would you say has been the greatest impact to your business and personal life because of this?
I think just knowing that we can do this, like just knowing, I mean, because we were still, like I said, we opened our doors at that location on July 16th. And just knowing that, like, and we were in the stage of, okay, we're going to give it a try. Like, we're going to see how it goes. And then, you know, we have clients in there that we love deeply who have told us, man, I've seen such good results, but if you were to ever shut down, I don't think that I could continue on my own. That's a huge honor, but also a huge responsibility. And to go from the place of, well, I hope it works, to know it's going to work, because we have people that depend on us, and we love them, and we're fighting for them just as much as we're fighting for our own family. That has been the mindset shift of, no, like we can do this, and we're going to do this. And now we have the tools that we need to do this, which is not so nice. There's no way. I don't think that we would have lasted a year without your program. I mean, that's a hard truth to face, but 2 months with no new clients as a brand new gym, I mean, we wouldn't have lasted a year. So
yeah. I really encourage, you know, other gym owners to really look at the numbers and look at the truth, because truth speaks, right? And if you're not growing, you are dying, because you have turn rate, and then it means that you're dying. So you have to grow.
Yes.
And I can imagine that a lot of gym owners might, during this season, be tired, right? It's the end of the year. There's been a lot of push, growth, you know, setting goals, and then seeing them come to fruition and seeing some of them not come to fruition. So for some of the business owners out there who might be feeling discouraged during this time of year, what might you be able to offer them as encouragement, or maybe for if they're considering a program like this to help them, what would you offer as encouragement or advice?
And I would say, you know, number one, you have to get back to the reason that you're doing this to begin with. I mean, like, number one, like, check your heart and know why you are a gym owner and why you set off on whatever journey you did, however long ago you did. And if your heart still loves people and that's still your desire, then getting new people into your gym is like, that's like lifeblood to your business, truly. Not just for them, but for you, because those new people coming in are going to just like re-motivate you when you hear their goals and when you hear their struggles and when you hear, you know, that they've tried everything and it hasn't worked before, and you know that you can help them because of the community that you have and the programming that you have. First of all, that is, yeah, we're tired too, and we've only been open since July. So this has been, oh my gosh, just like, it just renews your why, really. Like, it just renews like why we're doing this in the first place. And so I would say, and here's the thing, it's not just that. You know, we're learning now that, hey, now is when we can start looking at hiring new coaches. And that means that bringing in all of these new clients does not necessarily mean more work for us. It means, hey, we now have a reason to put systems into place so that we can take a break, actually. And that is, you know, because we all need a break, and Sundays is not enough of a break, you know. And so I think that with growth comes change and new coaches, which means a break for you. Like, you get to take a break. You're going to do some work up front, and they ask you to work. You know, Remy and Stephanie, you asked me to work hard, and I have, and we've done it. And but now there's a light at the end of this tunnel of, man, are we going to make it? Are we not going to make it? Yep, we're going to make it, and we're going to get to hire coaches, and we're going to get to take days off if we want to. Whoa. So I would say, you know, check your heart, check your why, get new people in there, because it really motivates you. It motivates your members too. They love seeing new people come in. They've had, like, our members are like so excited to have new people that they can encourage. You know, when you have that one athlete that was the newest one and they feel like they're always in the bottom, to have new people come in, they're like, yes. It's good all around. Grow your gym, love your people, get new blood in there, and crush it.
Love that. Check your why.
Yeah.
So, you know, Cindy, sometimes, you know, we speak with gym owners and they ask us the question, hey, do you offer a guarantee? And here, you know, oftentimes our answer is no, we don't offer a guarantee, because the system works, but it's not an easy system. You have to make it work, right? What do you think about this?
I think with anything in life, if you want something to be handed to you, you've already failed. So, no, like, can they guarantee it? No, because they can't guarantee what you're going to do. But can they guarantee if you follow everything that they ask you to do, if it will work? Yeah. Like, that could be guaranteed. I mean, I wondered the same thing, especially during this season. And I might have even asked you, are you sure? Like, and I think I even said, okay, if I work really hard and I do everything that you've asked me to, and I'm not generating any leads at all, can we turn it off and just pause for a little bit, you know, and then start back up when the new year hits? And I am cracking up about that question now, because I've literally had to set my phone to the side a few times over the last couple of days, because I'm like, if one more person sends me a message, like, I don't know what I'm going to do. like, you can't guarantee what your program, because you don't know if somebody's going to work hard. But if you know yourself and you know that you're willing to do whatever Remy and Stephanie ask you to do, they might not be able to guarantee it for legal reasons, but I can guarantee you that their program works if you do it. So.
Awesome.
And you're challenging sometimes?
Yeah, but you know what? Yes, oh my gosh, how many snags did I hit? And it was nobody's, you know, it was nobody's fault. It was, you know, I had. But here's the thing, and I've said this forever and ever. Anytime I am starting something that is about to be life-changing, I hit so many oppositions. I mean, and it was everything. My computer broke. My internet was slow. My grandfather died. Like everything that could have stopped me from starting this program when I did, tried. And Stephanie, you said at one point that, the death of opposition is, what did you say? No, I can't think of it, but what is the word? I don't know. Either way, like everything that could have stopped me tried to stop me. But when it came down to just issues with like, hey, my screen doesn't look the same way that his does when he set up this program, literally all it took was, hey, I'm having trouble. Can we jump on, you know, a FaceTime? And literally within, you know, 10 minutes up to, you know, just a couple of hours, Rumi's like, hey, I've got this time slot. Let's meet. And so every time they jumped on with me, and every time I never felt like, great, now I have to wait a couple of days for, you know, a technical support person to call me back. And now it's going to take even longer. It was never, ever like that.
Then another email, and remember your email, and then it takes
yes. Call a number that doesn't work. No, it was, we were able to, you know, within a very short time period, every time we had an issue, and I knew who I was talking to every time, which is really nice. So,
In 4 days of lead generation, you already got 7 clients. You're going to get much more, but let's just consider 7 for now. So you already made 12K, right? You added $12,000 to your business. If we do some math, in 30 days, you would make 90K, right? If we just consider the same numbers that are actually very conservative. So 90 times 12, if you want to calculate for the year, right? Do you find the program pricing, you know, the backsell program pricing your bargain now?
I mean, you know, it's like pennies in a bucket, really. Really. And this is coming from the cheapest person who ever lived, truly. Like the cheapest, I do not spend money on stuff. My favorite part about shopping is when I try clothes on and they don't look good because I get to hang them back up and not spend money. Like I am cheap. And so if I'm telling you that this program is worth every single dime that you will spend on it, of anybody in the world that would not tell you that if it were not true, it's me. So I'm the one that, you know, somebody's, you know, I have like a cute dress on and someone's like, oh, that's so cute. And I'm like, I paid $1.50 for it. Like, you know, it would never, ever in my life. Matter of fact, I mean, the price was the original thing that I was like, there's just no way. That's such a huge expense, and it is not an expense. It is absolutely an investment, not just into your business, but into yourself and into your clients and into, you know, I mean, no, pennies in a bucket, really. Pocket change at this point.
Yeah, and we would have told you, hey, here's a new book, $37. You wouldn't have even trust that this ebook could help your business, right?
Nope.
Because you need the one-on-one coaching, the group coaching calls that we do. You know, sometimes we just help you on Facebook Messenger, or, you know, you need the support, right? If you only have a book or a program, right, then you're going to get stuck and then you stay stuck. So we also provide tools. It's a complete program, right, where we make sure that we make you successful.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it is. I mean, even as far as even before I started the program, the patience that Remy and Stephanie had with me, the fact that they were willing to show up at my gym and meet me, the fact that they just kept building trust with me even before I'd given them a dime, was a lesson in itself. And that was before I ever paid for the program. You know, now I know that I have to build trust with the people that are going to become my clients. I have to give them time and patience and know that sometimes it's really hard to make a decision like that. So even in that, just the type of people that you are and the, you know, integrity in which you run your business was a lesson even outside of the cost of the program. So, oh yeah, it's a complete program from start to finish. And I'm not even done. You know what I mean? I'm days into my ad. And so I'm like, okay, what's next?
Yes. And you know, we will be able to also support you when you will want to actually move to a different facility, when you will hire new coaches, when you will want to hire a manager and actually exit the business a little bit so that you can spend more time with your kids. We will be here for that as well, right? The client acquisition is just the beginning.
Yeah, just the beginning. And you know, I wish that there was a way. I wish there was a way to, first of all, just tell our entire story, because it really is crazy. We are not business people. And so we're learning so much as we go. We didn't start with a huge loan. We started with some equipment in a garage. But we started with a lot of heart and a lot of love for people. And if they can take, if Remy and Stephanie can take people like Nick and I and make us successful, and we are, again, we just really, really love people. And if you can take somebody like that, and I think that that probably is the most important, you know, piece to that puzzle, is that we love people and that we have a good heart. But if you can take people like us and make us successful, like, oh my gosh, I know there's people that are way better at this than we are. And I can't imagine what they can do for someone that's smarter than us.
Oh, no, but you guys are coachable, you're decisive, you're forceful, you execute. And like you said, you have that heart for people. Yeah. And we can't transfer a heart for people, right? That's either in your DNA or not. And so coming from that place of love and care and concern, you can change the world with that, right? Absolutely. You just need the tools. And I think what you're saying is just so beautiful. You know, when we did our last US tour and we went and visited with so many gym owners and you as well, we really learned a lot that a lot of gym owners are feeling very lonely, that they're kind of isolated on their entrepreneurial journey. How do you think the program has affected you guys from that standpoint?
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, we knew a few gym owners. We had some help, you know, a little bit. But it was almost like everybody is busy and you are trying to run your own business. And, you know, sometimes, especially if you live in close proximity to another gym, yeah, you can be friendly, but you're still competition in a way. And so going to them and asking them like, hey, what are you doing to grow your business? And what, it's not, it doesn't work that way. And so, you know, we're also not an affiliate gym. And so then we have that where, you know, if you're an affiliated gym, there's some resources there. We don't have those as an unaffiliated gym. So to be able to come into a program with people that are, some are affiliated, some are not, some are, you know, running out of their garage, some are just looking for personal training clients, to be able to be in a group of people like that and pick their brains. And, you know, you have a gym owner that's, you know, 9 years into this that has been so cool about reaching out to me and encouraging me and asking me how I'm doing. And, you know, before I started the program, allowed me to spend like 2 hours on the phone with her, just almost begging her to tell me the truth, you know, like, does it work? Is it? And, but really like that resource alone, to know that there are other gym owners, you know, within a couple of hours of, you know, drive from us, that are doing the same thing, that we're encouraging each other. I want their businesses to succeed just as much as I want mine to succeed. And it really, you know, ultimately that's a great resource for us. But that's a great resource even for our members, because now we have buddies that we can like throw competitions together, go and, you know, like that's huge, because we felt very, like isolated. Absolutely. As a non-affiliate owner, there was very little that we could plug into sometimes. So this has been huge in that too, just to have support and friends that are doing the same thing and really truly want us to succeed, and we want the same for them.
Amazing. So proud of you guys for what's to come, what's already been. We can't wait to see what's going to transpire, and we're so thankful for you being open to share your story. I know that it's inspiring others as well. It inspires us. And as we wrap up, could you maybe share a thought or two if someone's hesitant right now about getting the program? What would you say to them?
Stop being hesitant. I mean, you know, at some point, you know, we were at like a sink or swim point. And I think that, you know, it took us really probably about 6 months of speaking before we were finally like, okay, let's do something. And I'm thinking now, you know, you're saying in 30 days, we could be in a new location. Like, 6 months ago, you know, 5 months ago, 4 months, 3 months ago, like, where would we be now if we had started then instead of waiting? You know, and of course, I believe that everything comes in its time. But I also think about how stressed we were leading up to Christmas, how stressed we were leading into, you know, purchasing a new vehicle for our family, how stressed we've been thinking about stuff that we have to do for the kids and bills that are coming up. And oh my gosh, so much of that could have been relieved had we made a decision earlier. And what we thought was going to be a huge expense would have been an answered prayer had we just jumped into it a little bit sooner. So I get it and I understand the hesitation. But because of that, I can now say, please don't wait any longer. Like, please stop waiting. You owe it to yourself and to your clients and to your business and to your family to make a decision, and then just stick to it and go and trust that there are so many people before you that have done it and it's working, that, you know, sometimes you just have to jump and close your eyes. And this is like a guaranteed safety net. They can't guarantee it legally, but there's a safety net there that you'll just go. Like, you'll be so, so thankful. Oh my gosh. We're so thankful.
Thank you so much, Cindy.
Proud of you guys.
If you got inspired by this Facebook Live, just comment below this video or just send us a message, or you can actually chat with Cindy if you still don't trust what we are saying.
I was not paid for my comments.
Not paid for her comments.
Contact us, drop a comment, or ask questions. We are here to help.
Yes.
So much, Cindy.
Thanks, Cindy. Great chatting. Thanks, everyone, for your time.
No.